Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, it's the beginning of a new year, 2018, and what is the biggest new year resolution is weight loss and getting healthy. And I have Elaine Reisner here, our weight loss and health and wellness coach.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning.
And we have John Prather. He's our office manager and avid bodybuilder.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So weight loss is one of the top three New Year's resolutions for people. And what is, you know, if we look at our current status of obesity in the United States, what does that look like, Elaine?
Sure. So, you know, it's pretty obvious that it is becoming a issue. But when you look at the numbers, it's pretty scary where things are at. More than one-third of U.S. adults are obese. So, you know, next time you're in a room with people, count off every third person. And that's what our society is at, which is very frightening. And Indiana in particular is ranked 10th fattest state. So we're at 32.5% of Hoosiers are obese, which is up 20.5% from 2000.
Wow.
So yeah, that's a pretty intense increase from 2000 to now.
And weren't you saying in 1990
we were at 13.3%?
Obesity rate here in Indiana was at 13.3%.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's a pretty drastic increase. And when you look at, you know, our portion sizes and how people work all the time, it's hard to figure out how we can change it, but food portions have doubled or tripled over the past 20 years. So the biggest one that you can look at is the size of a bagel. So if you look at a bagel now, it's, definitely bigger than a hockey puck. Definitely bigger, almost the size of a dinner plate, which is really sad. But, you know, that it should be a third of that size. So people just have a bad view of what our food plate should look like. And so we're almost doomed from the start because we have a skewed mindset of what a serving should be.
Yeah, when we go out to restaurants, the portions they give out are so large. Well, what state has the highest obesity rate? You're saying Indiana is 10th.
Yep. Virginia actually has the highest obesity rate, which I thought was rather surprising. They're at 37%.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That is close to half. I mean, when you think of half the population.
Yeah, and then our future generations, so the youth population is 19% of youth is obese. So the kiddos don't even stand a chance. And so you think of these obese adults that are raising kids. You know, it's hard for them to change their lives and to think better as far as what a good snack choice would be or what kind of exercise they should be doing. And then you think of all the electronics that kids have nowadays, you know, it's not good. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I was thinking of a gentleman that we had, and we'll be reviewing our weight loss program here at the Prather Practice called the DTS program. And he was in his 40s and had a toddler, and he wanted to be able to keep up with his toddler. And he was obese, and he had a hard time getting around, and he ran out of breath real easily, and he was an educator, too, in the school, and did the program, lost 30 pounds, and this was but 3 years ago. He's from Illinois, and we just saw him the other week, and he's doing great.
Yeah.
Able to keep up with his toddler and go back to motocross racing, and it's exciting to see, you know, how lives are changed through that.
Yeah.
Well, John, how does our DTS weight loss program here at the Prather Practice differ from others?
Well, there's a lot of popular weight loss programs out there right now, and there's a lot of, should I cut out this, should I cut out that, should I cut out carbs, should I eat just leafy greens and nothing else, and it's a lot of it is not sustainable. And with our DTS program, what's great about that is what we do is we treat obesity as a disease, like it is. Mm-hmm. So we shock the system with the initial phase. We use HGG to help the body maintain their muscle and just lose fat, and we'll go into more details on that later. But the different part is the follow-up, and I think that makes the difference for weight loss programs. Mm-hmm. You can't maintain not having carbs. You can't maintain low fat. It's just every macronutrient, protein, fat, carbs, have a purpose in your body. And when you cut that out, you're denying your body that health. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you may lose weight. It's not the right kind of weight. You'll lose muscle if you're doing low protein. Mm-hmm. You'll have low energy, and you won't have the right kind of support for your thyroid if you cut out carbs and many other things. So even though you're losing weight, you're not living a healthy lifestyle. So what makes or breaks a program, especially for me, is what's the follow-up? Is there an education process to that? Mm-hmm. Are you understanding more portion control after you finish that program? Are you watching your calorie intake or your macronutrient intake? So the issue I have with a lot of programs, it's great, you lost the 30 pounds, mm-hmm. you're done with the program, and you gain 50 pounds back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's the issue with society is this yo-yo weight loss. Mm-hmm. You gain, you lose, you gain, you lose.
And that's not healthy.
No.
A lot of stress on the body. And usually when you gain, it's more than what you lost, mm-hmm. in most cases. And then it's just not healthy for the body at all. A big misconception, and a lot of, even our students are being trained calories in, calories out. That's not the case. I know some people that are severely obese that have very small portions, and it's just the body is smart. So you have to feed the body. You have to really watch what your how your body's responding to different things. Mm-hmm. Your body's smart. If you're starving it, it's going to store when you overfeed it. It doesn't make sense from calories in, calories out. You need to really watch what you're eating, making sure the micronutrients are there, the macronutrients are there, because weight loss should help your health instead of hurt your health.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. I mean, this is a health issue.
Sure.
Obesity, and here at the Prather Practice, we look at it holistically. Mm-hmm. So, Elaine, tell us a little bit about, well, first of all, what does DTS stand for?
Sure. It stands for Dedicate, Transform, Succeed. So, like John was saying, a weight loss is it's a lifestyle change. It's not a temporary thing. I want to make sure that our clients are losing the weight, they're keeping it off, they're changing their life. I want to see them in 2 to 3 years after they're done with our program and they still look great or better. You know, I want to make sure that they're changing their life and that they're dedicated to it, they're transforming their decisions, and then they're succeeding afterwards. So yeah, that's kind of our idea behind that.
And I know everybody gets blood work.
Yes.
Correct. Before they go on the program.
Yes.
And why is that important?
Sure. So body chemistry is really, really important. I start with a consult with the patient, and a really common thing that I hear is I'm working out, I'm eating well, but the weight just isn't coming off. And that's a big red flag to, okay, there's something else going on, whether it's a thyroid issue or low vitamin D or iron deficiency. You know, it's good to figure out exactly how the body is doing, mm-hmm. so we can proceed in the right direction. I want to make sure that their efforts are paying off, and that their weight loss is successful and they're losing the right kind of weight and they're going to feel okay. And, you know, that also, blood work helps overall health as well. I want you to be losing weight, but also improving all aspects of your life. So,
right.
Yeah.
So it can be a sluggish thyroid, uh-huh. Which affects metabolism.
Right. Yeah, it can be a number of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then we do supplementation here, and we're going to talk more about that also.
Yeah.
What else makes our program here at the Prather Practice different?
Sure. So, I want our clients to be immersed into our practice. I want them to be a friendly face around here. So, you'll get the blood work done. You'll also see our nurse practitioner. I want her to be aware of what's going on and how things are going. And if you have questions for her, then she already knows you and how your health is going and that type of thing. And I am also pretty involved in a client's care. I'm a health and wellness coach, so I'm meeting with them on a weekly basis if they live in town. If they don't live in town, then I do coaching over the phone as well, so that's always an option. And I just am very up to date on how things are going. I also give them my personal cell phone number, so they're able to text or call me at any time at reasonable hours during the day. so I'm very immersed in their care, how things are going, what goals they're achieving, what goals they're not achieving. You know, if they hit a moment where they're like, hey, I'm wearing jeans I haven't worn in 10 years, I want to be part of that moment. I want them to be able to send me a picture or send me a text message that they are finally achieving that. So that's kind of what makes it different.
That accountability is so important.
Yeah. If you think of all different kind of aspects of your life, whether you are, you're training for a marathon and you're wanting to save more money or whatever, it's nice to have someone that's either guiding you through that or doing the same thing. Accountability is what makes us more successful in lots of different aspects of our lives.
Mm-hmm. We have the understanding that motivation comes and goes, but discipline is what makes the difference.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And we provide that with that accountability aspect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also have the idea that I am here to guide them as long as they are doing the hard work as well. At the end of the day, you know, at the end of their program, I'm not going to be there to slap the food out of their hand. So The coaching changes throughout the program. At the beginning, I make sure that everything is going okay. But near the end, I basically want to have them sit down, tell me what they're doing. And At that point, I should be able to be like, yeah, you're doing it. And things are going well. And But I'm here to help them any way I can as well.
Well, great. When we come back, let's talk more about the DTS weight loss program at the Prather Practice.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, the Prather Practice now offers counseling services. Why did you decide to add that to your practice?
It's something that I always knew was necessary, was looking forward to the right person coming in. You know, if you have an illness going on, that can be very emotionally devastating. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the emotions and some of the things that happen to us can actually lead to some of the health conditions that people experience. We are more than just our spine. Mm-hmm. We are more than just our physiology. But also how we think has a huge effect on each one of those different aspects. And those things then also have an effect on our thinking. Mm-hmm. So incorporating the whole aspect of counseling into the office is just a very natural outgrowth in us becoming an integrated and a total holistic type of a practice. Mm-hmm. So this was something that I, in my original thoughts 30 years ago of getting into my practice, having this aspect was a very important part of it. Mm-hmm. And we are now doing it. We are a holistic practice. Mm-hmm. And if you don't understand the emotional aspect, if you don't understand the patterns that we have, then you can't really get to the complete healing of the patient. Oftentimes we can get a release in the physical body and it creates some emotional tension. The emotional tension will cause tension within the body. Mm-hmm. So getting down to that root, and we have so many different types of layers that can start to accumulate. And we see the evidence of the issues in people's body that creates disease in them. The underlying problem can be an emotional issue, past experiences, past habits, and coping mechanisms that we can have. We see oftentimes people have an injury, and their whole body has kind of shifted to compensate for that injury. Mm-hmm. Same thing on an emotional type of level. People have had injuries and they've had compensations. And getting through those compensations to get to the injury is an ongoing type of process that a skilled counselor has to be able to find out, just like we do that on a physical level. And the physical and the emotional are very, very connected. As you can approach it from both angles, mm-hmm. I think we're going to get a far, far better results than we could separate.
Yeah, and I know we already are.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
So we're talking today about our DTS weight loss program here at The Prather Practice and beginning of a new year. Everyone is wanting to get healthy and understandable, and it's cold outside. That doesn't help. But and I have Elaine Reisner here, our weight loss and health and wellness coach, and John Prather, office manager and avid bodybuilder. And let's talk about the specifics, because we don't have just one weight loss program.
Right.
We're very individualized, just like our care here. Elaine, do you want to go into more
sure.
of the specifics on that?
Yeah, so earlier we mentioned blood work and the role with that. So that's always our first step with every single patient that comes in. And so what that does is doctor takes those results of the blood work, he analyzes it, and then gives me his feedback on which route might be the best as far as weight loss. You know, if their thyroid is out of whack, then we really want to get that balanced first. Or mm-hmm. if their vitamin D is really low, then we need to work on getting that up first. But if, you know, everything's pretty in line and everything like that, then he'll say, you know what, they're good for weight loss, so go ahead and talk to them about what might be a good option. And so then I would do a consult. I'd sit down, listen to where the patient's at, where they want to go, where they've been, what they struggle with, what they're really wanting to achieve, that type of thing. And then I would give my feedback as far as which program might be the best. And we have a bunch of different ones, but the two main ones that we have, the first one being we would do a nutritional interview. I would ask the patient what foods they like, what foods don't they like, how they like to cook, whether it be, you know, crock pot, grill, hopefully not fry. And then their level of cooking too. You know, are we talking peanut butter and jelly, or are we talking like a sous chef on the side? And then how many people they're cooking for too. You know, if someone is the main cook in their house, we need to know, like, the family is behind them and this is a family endeavor and that type of thing. So, and then we take all that information and we come up with a meal plan based on all of that. So we ask them how much weight they would like to lose, how quickly they would like to lose it. If they work out, when do they work out? What type of workouts do they do? We take all that information into account to create them a meal plan. And John, that's a big part of what you do. So, you know, how do you come up with that information? How do you tailor a meal plan to someone's
plan? Well, the first thing is dependent on their goals. But with that being said, I always incorporate, as I said earlier in the segment, macros. So your proteins, your carbs, and your fats. I always like to have a good balance. I think it's important to get all three in a diet, whether it's residual or not, making sure that we fit all three of those in. So it just really depends on the goal, the time frame of how I tailor that meal plan. Sometimes I'll do 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. It's very tailor-made to the patient. Now, I try to, instead of maybe doing, a lot of people nowadays do one to two meals a day. I try to spread that out a little bit more. I like to do a minimum of 4 meals a day so that the body can only absorb so much at a single sitting. Mm. So that's the issue with a lot of the portion portions out there is people are getting busier, they're eating more at one single time. So I usually like to do a minimum of 4 meals throughout the day.
And they're skipping breakfast. Mm. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it freaks the body out. And the body just wants to hold on to things when you try to starve it, and then you feed it, and then you add all these carbs in at one sitting, and your body can only utilize so many carbs at a time, and the rest is stored as fat. So really spreading them out, making them realize what their intake. Sometimes it's just a realization of marking, I'm eating this much, or using my fitness pal. Sometimes. Yeah. I like to use my fitness pal. It's a great app. As long as you use it, it'll make you realize that bag of chips is not worth it.
Yeah, and I don't think people realize what they're eating until they do the food journal,
exactly.
Right, you have them do.
Yes, yeah, we have them keep a food journal. That way when they bring it back in, you know, we know exactly what's going on. I can sit there and ask them, you know, what did you have for breakfast a couple of days ago? Like, well, I had this. But, you know, if they're really tracking it, then they have to write it down, and then we get a big picture as far as how things are going. And, that type mm-hmm. of thing. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. So you talked about the different programs and how individualized we are.
Correct.
How many weeks are the programs? Do those differ also?
Yeah, it changes. It's very tailored to the patient. There's not a cookie cutter program, you know, that we like, well, here you go. We ask the patient, you know, is your wedding day coming up, or how much time do you have? And they range anywhere from 10 weeks to 16 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, or if you've got 4 weeks, we'll work with it. You know, it's something where, you know, you tell us exactly what you're needing, and we'll give our feedback, and we'll come up with whatever we can.
Like John said, finding out what their goals are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Within reason. We always, some right. people have these ridiculous expectations yeah. of themselves.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so it's sometimes reining people in and mm-hmm. what's reasonable and what's healthy. Mm-hmm. We are, first and foremost, a wellness center. Mm-hmm. And we're not interested in just making you lose a bunch of weight, affecting your health in a poor way, and then sending you out the door. Mm-hmm. It's very, you see our nurse practitioner, we make sure it's medically monitored. You get your blood work. And then we recheck that blood work. We make sure that your body's responding correctly.
Mm-hmm. Good.
One thing that I forgot to mention is we also do what's called a BCA, a body composition analysis. Mm-hmm. And that is something that we do on the patient's first visit. And we get a good idea of a patient's body fat percentage, their BMI, phase angle, which I can go into that later, and we go over that with the patient. And it, you know, a common thing that, which is really sad, but I'll sit down with a client, it's usually a woman, and she'll tell me what her goal weight is, and it is usually way too low for where she should be at. Mm-hmm. And we pay attention here a lot more to body fat percentage than an actual number on the scale. I don't like people to become obsessed with a number, because you can reach your goal. Mm-hmm. You can feel really good and have your energy up and be more confident without that number on the scale.
Or lose inches.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a BCA really gives the patient an idea of where they're at. Body fat percentage is a big thing that we pay attention to. The HCG really focuses on that, and also healthy eating and exercise will pay off as well.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing I do want to mention. As you were saying, we pay attention to body fat. A lot of medical offices focus on BMI. Mm-hmm. But there's so many different types of body types out there. For example, I count as severely obese. Mm-hmm. That's just because of my weight.
Through a BMI.
Through a BMI, right, yeah. Yes. But my body fat, I'm probably right now, I'm at, I would say 17%, mm-hmm. and I'm probably less than that. I'm just a lot harder on myself. Mm-hmm. but that's something that's different in the medical field, and that's something that the medical field is behind on, is focusing on BMIs when they should be focusing on body fat and measurements of the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a height-to-weight ratio. They take your height, they take your weight, and they divide them against each other. They don't take into consideration your muscle mass, your bone structure. I always tell people when I'm going over that they would put the Olympic gymnasts in the obese category because they're short women, but Lord knows they're not obese. I mean, those women are dense with muscle. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's nothing to base your entire health status on. It's great mm-hmm. to see that number go down, but, you know, we don't put too much weight, no pun intended, on that number.
Awesome. Let's talk about are we ready to talk about the HCG
sure.
program?
Yeah, yeah.
So that is another option.
Exactly, yeah. And what HCG is great for, you know, if someone's like, hey, I have been trying to get this weight off for so long, I am ready to get it off, I just want to get it done. You know, I've been losing a pound a week and I'm just not sticking with it, I need to see more drastic results. That person is perfect for HCG. HCG mm-hmm. is a hormone which we'll get into more specifically next week, but I'll kind of do like a short overview of it. So mm-hmm. HCG stands for human chorionic gonadotropin. And what it does is it stabilizes your metabolism and allows you to go down to a low calorie count without feeling fatigued, without burning your muscle, and it really focuses on the fat. I think of it as a little Pac-Man in your body, just eating the little fat all over your body. So on average, people lose between half a pound and a pound daily, which is fantastic. And mm-hmm. of course, when you first say that, people are like, oh my gosh, is that healthy? Mm-hmm. Like, well, that's why you see our nurse practitioner. That's why you come and see me on a weekly basis. But yes, it is. It's mm-hmm. fine because it's for a temporary short amount of time. Mm-hmm. And that's why I give you my cell phone. I mean, we are in touch constantly.
That's the 23-day?
Yes.
Or
45.
45 days.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've done it. Lisa, you've done it. People mm-hmm. all over the office have done it. And it's something else. I mean, it works wonderful. People feel like $1 million while they're on it. Mm-hmm. It increases your energy. You feel good. And then who doesn't want to hop on the scale every morning and see the scale go down? I mean, that's
yes.
pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Motivating.
Yes. So that's, you know, and with that program too, we help you lose the weight and then we put you on a maintenance program, which is what you were talking about, John. Like it's a full circle. So we don't just help you lose the weight, then we send you out the door and hopefully you keep it off. We teach you how to keep it off. We teach you how to get back into a normal eating schedule, mm-hmm. that type of thing. And, you know, this is a lifestyle change, not just a temporary weight mm-hmm. loss. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
When we come back, more on our DTS weight loss program at the Prather Practice.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
I don't get why it's okay for the doctor to be late. If I have a 2 o'clock appointment, I want the doctor looking at me at 2 o'clock. The only way I think it would be okay for the doctor to be late is if at 5 of 2, you're in the waiting room, and you notice from under the door that leads to the back rooms a pool of blood. An ever-widening pool of blood coming out into the waiting room, and everyone has to lift their feet. I think we might be delayed. Then it would be okay for him to be 5 minutes late. Clamp whatever's doing that and get me back there. I want to hear a clamp noise and him saying, my 2 o'clock is here.
Are you ready to get fit in 2018? TriFit is an all-inclusive day of fitness featuring everything related to healthy lifestyle that Indy has to offer. With Indy's top gyms and fitness providers under one roof, this is the one-stop shop to find the lifestyle change you are looking for. The Prather Practice will be there with a booth, so be sure to stop by to say hello and learn more about our DTS weight loss program. The TriFit event will be held Sunday, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 501 East Event Center in Carmel. You will receive a free trial to all local gyms featured at the event. There will be interactive group fitness classes every half hour, and and you'll sample healthy nutrition from local providers. Try out the most popular fitness centers in Indy and smash those New Year resolutions. That's TriFit, Indy's all-inclusive day of fitness, Sunday, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 501 East Event Center in Carmel. For more information, check out the link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. Well, today we've been talking about our DTS weight loss program here at the Prather Practice, and I have Brandy here joining us today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome, Brandy.
Thank you.
Well, I know you have a story, a weight loss story.
That I do.
Still in the midst of
it. Yes. Very long journey.
Long journey. Tell us about that journey, the past, and then you've done the weight loss program here at the Prather Practice.
I have. I actually have done probably every diet, every scheme, every plan you could possibly do, I have tried.
Like some Weight of them, Watchers.
Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, you name them all, I have tried them. I've spent lots of money trying to keep the weight off.
Mm-hmm.
And started the HCG here at the Prather Practice.
So you've done the 23-day program.
Correct.
And tell us a little bit about that experience and your results.
So, started out doing the loading part of the HCG program.
That's the fun part, right?
And for some people, I think it is, but it can be kind of nerve-wracking looking at the fat and things and trying to find the fattiest foods you possibly can. Especially if you've been taught for forever not to do that.
Right.
But it was fun.
For setting the hypothalamus, and we'll be talking about that in the radio show, but there is a purpose, and you did that for 3 days.
Three wonderful days. I did.
And then did you start your injections, the HCG injections?
Correct. Then I started the HCG injections and went on the diet that was required as I'm doing the injections. And it's a little bit tougher, but it is completely, you can do it as long as you prep for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a matter of prepping and knowing what you are allowed to eat and just being on top of it. And there are recipes out there like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of making sure that you kind of vary things so that you don't get the opportunity to cheat.
Mm-hmm. And you did this during the holidays.
I did this during Christmas and New Year's.
Why did you choose that time? That's usually the hardest time.
Because I felt like, what more of a positive reinforcement for me as a person to do it through the holidays and actually lose the weight? So for me, it was a bigger accomplishment.
Wonderful. Well, tell us what results you got. You did the 23-day HCG.
Correct.
Now you've been in a week of the maintenance.
Correct. And I lost 10 pounds during that 23 days.
Mm. That's great.
It's wonderful.
That's about a half a pound a day.
It's about half a pound a day. But it's not so much about the poundage as it was the change from fat mass to muscle mass is what I was looking at more.
Mm-hmm.
And that change in the fat mass to muscle mass, clothes fit looser. And 10 pounds, you don't really think about it, but those 10 pounds and the distribution was huge for me.
Did you find any changes in inches? I know for women, too, there's a lot of inches lost.
And I did. I lost inches in places that I was really concerned with, like my upper arms. Mm. And, of course, I'm a mother, and I have that mother belly.
Mm-hmm.
So I lost 2 inches there, which is huge for me.
Right.
So, because I've never been able to lose it there specifically.
And those are the places women hold it, is the tricep area, the upper arm, the fat usually, and then the belly.
Correct.
And belly fat is not good.
No, not for me.
So you lost 2 inches. around your waist and an inch in your upper arms. I bet your clothes were fitting different.
They fit great. Now I don't have those shirts that I can't wear just because my arms didn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually getting ready to start another 23 days because I'm super motivated and there's no holidays. So
yeah,
I'm hoping the second go around will be a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
A lot easier.
That's wonderful. How was the accountability and the coaching?
I love Elaine. Mm-hmm. Love Elaine. I have called her several times in the afternoons and said, "Can I do this? What about this?" And she was very good about not only giving me better suggestions, but also made sure that I was accountable when I did mm-hmm. cheat. And she saw that, you know, things weren't moving as quickly as they were supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So she kind of goes according to how you are as a person.
Mm-hmm.
I am definitely, you know, ex-military, so we tend to be, give it to me straight, boss, and she gave it to me straight. So
uh-huh.
that's exactly what I needed.
Uh-huh.
So she definitely is the kind of person that can relate, anybody can relate to.
That's
so that's
great.
Really nice.
That's great. So if there's someone out there listening that has wanted to lose weight and get healthy, what would you say to them? How would you encourage them?
I would say definitely give us a try. This HCG has... It there's no going to the gym and hoping mm-hmm. that you're going to lose it. You do exactly what it's asking you to, and you will lose it.
Mm-hmm.
It falls off. That's the great part about it. It mm-hmm. falls off of you. And knowing that it's not just about the weight loss, as it is, I've changed my body's composition.
Mm-hmm.
And as a woman and as a mother, that's been the most difficult part of my weight loss journey,
mm-hmm.
has been changing my composition from that fat mass to that muscle mass.
Mm. And I know during the HCG, when you're doing the injections, you're not to be working out at that time because of fatigue.
Correct.
Right. And you did the lipo injections along
with it. I did do the lipo injections. And that, I will have to say, I'm still doing the lipo injections because
mm-hmm.
It does make me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
I
have
like
no,
that.
No,
I have
thyroid.
I have no thyroid.
So, right. You need the lipo, and that is part of the program to keep the energy level up.
And it definitely, you do feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel that, that energy. And yeah, the fact that I was told I didn't have to go to the gym. They didn't want me to go to the gym. What girl doesn't want to hear that? Don't go to the gym.
And lose a half a pound a day.
Right.
You know that's going to change, though.
Yeah, I know. I know. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Well, thank you, Brandy, for sharing your story. And
thank you.
We look forward to talking to you in a month and to see what other great results you'll
right.
have.
Right. Yeah, I'm definitely up for it. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What is ECP therapy?
ECP stands for External Counterpulsation Therapy. And just to put it into a nutshell, ECP is an aerobic exercise machine. Now, you sit there and say, well, why do you need an aerobic exercise mm-hmm. machine? It is the number one treatment for cardiovascular disease. If you look at the research and want to find out, well, how do I fix my cardiovascular disease, you know, whatever it might be, always within the scientific literature, Aerobic exercise is one of the most proven, most effective means of reversing cardiovascular disease. So, but the problem is I have people who I sit there and I look at them and I say, well, you know, what do I do about this problem that I have, Doc? And I said, well, go out and run 5 miles, you know, every day. And of course, they all laugh because you know, it took every effort that they had from going to the waiting room into the exam room,
right?
And they're out of breath. So that didn't work. So what was actually done was develop a machine that actually simulates the effects on the body of aerobic exercise, and that's where ECP comes in. And what occurs with ECP is that there's actually a second heart kind of put into the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the outside, but as the heart goes into relaxation, that's when it actually gets its blood. So what we do is we actually have blood pressure cuffs around the legs. It presses on the legs, and we get a huge amount of blood that goes back up to the heart. And the heart is very regenerative, and you get about 10 times as much oxygen with this particular type of treatment than what you normally would. And you get a regeneration of the heart. You also get a cleaning out of the arteries. And you actually get a huge amount of changes in the whole physiology of the body. So all the benefits of aerobic exercise are actually found in ECP, which are absolutely the number one way that you can be able to reverse cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and many other problems.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, Dr. Prather, we're talking today about the DTS weight loss program, and it's another new year. A lot of people are making New Year's resolutions.
Weight loss. Number one.
Right. I wanted to talk in this segment about what prevents people from losing weight. So are there medical conditions that could prevent weight loss?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's a very common thing that a lot of the frustration that people have is because of actually physiological conditions that they have that they're not aware of. You know what I mean? Sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having some thorough checks along those lines, that's why we consider what we do a medical weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not just trying to, you know, hit just the weight loss, but we're trying to understand how the body's working and then improve the body into homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have too much fat in your system, that's an imbalance in the system. And getting that corrected brings you more back into homeostasis, which is balance, and then also improves your overall health. So our goal at DTS is to improve your health, and weight is one of those issues.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, looking at it that way, we approach it completely different.
Right, because the fat, excessive fat on your body is not healthy.
Well, it changes the physiology, it mm-hmm. changes the hormones, it changes the pH of the body, it changes the toxic load on the system. So, you know, it's a very important type of thing, and understanding how that works medically, mm-hmm. Physiologically, is an important part of a true weight loss program.
So how are these conditions determined at the Prather Practice?
One of the things is we really will not do a weight loss program on someone unless we're doing lab tests first.
Mm.
We have to understand what's going on in your physiology. We have to understand what are some of the barriers that might be there that would keep you from losing weight. We don't want people coming in and having a frustrating time.
Right.
I had one gal sit there and say, well, I've been through 4 weight loss programs, and you know, it was just a complete disaster. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know, we're wanting to get you healthier. Let's go on ahead and check on, you know, your lab tests, see what you're showing up. And sure enough, we found several things that were preventing her from losing weight. And mm-hmm. once we were able to get those corrected, it became pretty easy for her to lose weight at that point.
Yeah. Are people aware of these conditions, do you think?
Well, I mean, just like an example for her, she was aware of a couple of them, but did not know that they could affect her weight loss. Mm-hmm. You know, that was one of the big things that isn't really told to people. Mm-hmm. You know, that something that is going on in your system can actually prevent weight loss. A very common type of thing that people aren't aware of is iron anemia. Mm-hmm. You know, if you are have low iron, the body will not allow you to lose weight. And she was aware that she had a iron anemia problem. She didn't know that that affected her weight loss.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people don't realize that.
No, and it's very well proven, very well known. I says, well, you know, there was some hormonal conditions. There was a couple of different things, liver toxicity. Mm-hmm. But the iron anemia she was very aware of. And as we were able to correct it, not only did she feel much better, but she felt like working out. She was then, as she was doing the changes in the diet, she could actually start to lose weight. But if you are have an iron anemia, you are not going to, you know, the body's just not going to allow you to lose weight. And going through those four different sessions, and you're talking about it was 2 years of her life, you can understand why she was a little frustrated.
Right, right. And a lot of people have tried, we'll have a patient of the Prather practice sharing her story, and she tried everything out there.
Sure.
To lose the weight. So, do you check hormone levels?
Hormone levels are extremely important, and any time that we start losing, you know, look at a weight loss program, we check the thyroid very thoroughly, mm-hmm. Make sure that that's not an issue. We check the adrenals, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, mm-hmm. all those different types of things can have a huge effect on weight loss, and you know, you're talking about hormones that will determine metabolism. So if you can increase the, you know, normalize the function of the thyroid, your metabolic rate changes.
Right.
If you have a balance in your hormones, the hormones at a proper level, everything works better when things are in balance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things that we are working with is HCG. Oftentimes in our weight loss, and that is a hormone that helps to change the hypothalamus function, and that hypothalamus function determines the whole body weight.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hormones are extremely important, and there are times when you look at the hormonal balance that's going on through the system, it's extremely important to know where that is. Because there are hormonal balances that you would not use HCG.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in other words, we are making sure that everything that we do within our program is appropriate for that person to get them back into homeostasis. We will never take someone further out of homeostasis. And oftentimes, when we do the HCG, it actually brings the hormones better back into balance. We see changes in the thyroid. We see changes in the adrenals. We see changes in the sex hormones that bring it more in normal.
Mm-hmm.
So we're checking on that on a constant basis to make sure that everything that we are doing for the patient is normalizing the system, not taking it further out of abnormality. And you can very easily, with a weight loss program, make someone sicker instead of healthier.
Right, right. Have we even, I think we've even had people with type 2 diabetes be able to get off their insulin.
Absolutely.
With the HCG diet.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's a very common type of thing. And one of the best treatments for type 2 diabetes is our weight loss program.
Mm-hmm.
It is remarkable the changes that we see along those lines, and the changes in the blood sugar levels and the health of the individual.
Interesting. So what role does the liver play in weight loss? You talked about a congestive liver. What role does the liver play?
Well, one of the things that a lot of times happens is if the body becomes overtoxic, and it doesn't, and the body's not able to process the toxins through the system, then it will make a fat cell and pop the toxins in there. So that fat cells are a great place to hold toxins.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to lose fat cells, those toxins are released in the system. And if the liver is not working properly, the body's going to shut down the weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the liver isn't able to process those toxins, then it's not going to allow any more weight loss. So making sure that the liver is working up to par is one of the things that we do. We give supplementations. We also give some shots, what we call lipo shots.
Mm-hmm.
And basically all they are is liver detoxification supplements. Mm-hmm.
B vitamins,
mm-hmm. Just to get that opened up and get the liver working better.
Well, is that why people will go on a detox on their own? And
yeah.
Because they can cause more problems. You see that a lot, people coming in, gallbladder, liver issues, and then you find out they've been doing their
right.
own detox program. What would you say to people that are thinking of doing their own detox program out
well,
there?
Well, I've had several patients who came in and it's, you know, they're a complete disaster.
Mm-hmm.
They're feeling awful. They don't know what's going on. And I said, well, you know, what have you done differently? I said, oh, I should be doing fantastic. I did this detox program online. And I'm like, oh, great. You know,
yeah.
You have no idea what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the liver and the spleen and the lymph system is all backed up. So they weren't prepared for it.
Right.
You know, they didn't have the proper physiology to be able to handle the detox, and they're creating their own problems.
Mm-hmm.
So we find that on a regular basis when people try to do detoxes on their own. It's hard enough when we're managing it. So we tell mm-hmm. people whenever, you know, we start the programs is, you know, let us know if there's any problems that are occurring, because we have ways of fixing that. We have supplements. We have things to get the liver. We have ways of working with the liver specifically to get it working better. Otherwise, they can cause a tremendous amount of health problems. And that's a very common thing that we do mm-hmm. deal with, is fixing people trying to fix themselves.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about testing. You talked about labs are very important, our blood mm-hmm. work. What other testing? We have a GI.
GI testing, food allergy testing. GI can play a very big role. If you have some infections in through your bowels, that's automatically going to start to put on weight. So, you know, making sure that that's working right, that you have proper pancreatic enzymes, that shows up in the stool. Also, if you have a leaky gut, when we do a stool test, that shows up. If you do have leaky gut, then you have food allergy problems. And whenever you have food allergy problems, that's always going to put an extra stress on the body. It's going to be create weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
So once we find out in the stool kit that you have a leaky gut, then we also do food allergy testing, which can really be quite eye-opening.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the things that, if you have a leaky gut, whatever you're normally eating, is a problem for weight gain.
Mm.
So getting you on the proper diet, that plays a very big role along those lines. So testing that all out, and the stool kit is a very, very important aspect of checking to see if there are any things that could be keeping you from gaining weight. One of the things that we have found, matter of fact, we have an employee who had iron problems, had it all through her life, you know, that was going on, and it came out that she had a bacteria that was eating, that was an iron eating in her gut.
My goodness.
So we had to eliminate that bacteria before she could actually get her iron levels back up to par.
And where, how did you find that out?
Stool kit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are certain bacteria that we know eat iron,
mm-hmm.
and no matter how much iron we gave her, it just made the bacteria real fat and happy.
So that's why it's so important, diagnostic testing. You wouldn't have known that.
If you don't test, you don't know. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know, you can't really treat properly.
Right, right. You also do blood work. What are you looking for in blood work? I know thyroid.
Yeah, we're of course looking for all the hormones. We're looking for liver levels. We're checking the kidneys, making sure that they're working properly. We're making sure that the pH of the body's good. It really gives a total picture of everything that could go wrong with the system. Mental balance, all those types of things are absolutely critical.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you ready to get fit in 2018? TriFit is an all-inclusive day of fitness featuring everything related to healthy lifestyle that Indy has to offer. With Indy's top gyms and fitness providers under one roof, this is the one-stop shop to find the lifestyle change you are looking for. The Prather Practice will be there with a booth, so be sure to stop by to say hello and learn more about our DTS weight loss program. The TriFit event will be held Sunday, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 501 East Event Center in Carmel. You will receive a free trial to all local gyms featured at the event. There will be interactive group fitness classes every half hour, and you'll sample healthy nutrition from local providers. Try out the most popular fitness centers in Indy and smash those New Year resolutions. That's TriFit, Indy's all-inclusive day of fitness, Sunday, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 501 East Event Center in Carmel. For more information, check out the link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.